Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
See how it goes. Anyways. Welcome everyone, this is the It Just Works Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and today we'll be talking about Halo Season 5, Halo Infinite Season 5, the good, the bad, what needs to be worked on, some of the issues, and some of the best moments from the update itself. But as always, we like to catch up on life and just see how everything's going. Honestly, this week's been pretty good. Work's been pretty crazy. We're at the busiest time of the year for my job, so a lot of fun stuff going on. Had a great holiday party. It was really cool. We did a pumpkin carving contest and it was hilarious. All my sales reps, I told them if they make it, I'll wear it. So there was a pumpkin that they basically made that was a helmet for me. And they put El Jefe on it. So that was really cool. I'll have to post the picture now. But yeah, so really cool. Just been playing a lot of Halo, which is why we're here. Honestly, we'll kind of just get straight into it. So Halo Infinite Season 5 now has been out for almost 2 weeks as of this podcast coming out. And there's a lot to love here. You know, I think Halo is definitely getting back on track. There's a lot of good stuff. The content's there now. You know, it's unfortunately been 2 years, you know, come I think like 2 weeks, you know, it's been 2 years to get to where we're at now. But honestly, it's great to be here finally. It does suck that it took too long because I think a lot of people aren't going to come back and play the game. I don't think they're going to give it another shot. And to a degree, I can't really blame them. But I do think that some areas that we can still improve is like the network and the net code. We got desync issues. Just a lot of that stuff's been quite the problem lately for this season. I've had probably, honestly, I want to say like 5 to 8 crashes where my game just froze and sent me back to the home screen on my Xbox, which is actually crazy. And I am recording this live on TikTok, so I will be answering questions. Frags Yeti's here. Really appreciate that. Frags says, is it frogs or frags? I just realized that. My bad, dude. Oh my gosh. I love the fact that I'm seeing so many new players, new content creators enjoying this game again. Honestly, I couldn't agree more. I do love Halo at its best. I do love Halo when everyone else is enjoying it and getting something from it. And I think people are getting something from it now more than ever. Frogs. But Yeti. Love that. My bad. But yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's so cool to see all that. I mean, it does suck, obviously, if you're trying to like win badges and you get a bunch of new people who are just god awful. But I'd rather see that than like, you know, a bunch of people gatekeeping the franchise. So I couldn't agree more. I do feel like you see more new accounts than ever. I felt like last season was like the really big start of that, but this season really solidified all the new people who want to play the game who would never have. I think this is where the game, honestly, I think this is where the game being free to play is really going to pay off, because people can just check it out. There's no massive commitment. You can pick up the game, you can play online, see if you like it. You can do the customs browser, you can do custom games, you can play with your friends and just check it out. So I couldn't agree more. I think that's a really good point to touch on, is how many people are just excited to kind of just try the game again, see where it's at. I think, having Master Chief's armor as a career rank reward, if you get a hero rank, I think is just really huge. I think a lot of people are going to gravitate towards that. I also think, things like the custom games are now better than ever. I think there's still work that needs to be done with a customs browser, but, having Firefight, having the Forge AI, people who can make their own campaign missions is crazy. I think that's something that's really huge and that people can really enjoy. I know I have. I actually have a couple of the Forge maps that I downloaded, and they're like these campaign missions, and they're crazy. They're absolutely crazy what people are doing. And like I said, it's only been 2 weeks. Obviously, they had a pretty good inkling that Forge AI was coming. I think they had like a week or two to really work on it. Let's see if I can find it here. I think it's this one. No. I just think it's pretty wild what people are doing with Forge. I think the Bandit Evo and Ranked is a really cool change as well. So obviously, competitive Halo has mainly been the Battle Rifle. I think the Battle Rifle is great. Obviously, all of us like it. Halo 2 multiplayer is my favorite. But I would agree that with anyone, if they were to say it, that the Bandit Evo definitely changes Ranked in a lot more of a fun fashion, I would say. I definitely find myself enjoying the Bandit Evo a lot more than the BR. RBS, thank you for joining. RBS says they definitely should have upped the AI limit. See, I haven't seen the limit personally. Like, I haven't tested it out. But I would imagine if you're saying something like that, then it definitely needs to be upped. Like I said, I've played a couple of the missions that people are making, and I felt like they did a good job with it. But maybe there's something I'm missing. I think like Forge AI being in Halo is also like the craziest thing. Been a Halo fan, as the podcast knows, but for people watching on TikTok, I've been a fan of Halo since 2001. Been here since I was 8 years old. It's crazy. But one of the things that I really liked with Halo 3, back in 2007, it's crazy how when they showed the VDOC for the heroic map pack with Rat's Nest, they actually showed a brute on the map. So like the idea of Halo AI, campaign AI, being in just multiplayer has been something that we've wanted for so long. Where RBS puts it's 32 with the amount of players, it's just a tiny bit low. I agree. That's a little low. So it definitely looks like we need to stick to the segments, which I'm trying to find here. Oh, Inclemency, there it is. Looks like we need to stick to like just the segmented campaign missions. Looks like you can't do a full all at war just yet. I think if it's 32, you'd basically have to do like 14 brute chieftains with the hammers and then maybe some hunters and stuff. But so Yeti put, when they drop Firefight, I think the limit will be upped. A dev has said that they're taking criticism. Yeah, I'm sure that they've already got pretty good feedback to let them know, like, hey, like, here's what we can do with it. Here's what we can probably move towards. I think that's something that they can definitely look to. I would like to see as far as they can go, like, just let us do full-on AI wars at this point. I think that would be probably the way to go with that. I still think it was implemented pretty well. I think it's like funny too, because it being campaign AI, both Marines and the Banished just think you're Master Chief. So it's like kind of funny. I'm sure that's probably a lot of work to make sure like those voice lines are like taken out. Maybe they just put like generic Spartan voice lines. So I guess we'll have to see what happens with that. I think the AI and the potential they have there is pretty much limitless, especially with what the community can do. So I would like to see what they maybe move on to next. Let's see. Get rid of that. Sorry, I'm not trying to interrupt the audio. So I think one of the other things that's been really good about season five is the cross core. I think like cross core customization. It's long overdue. I mean, it took so long to get here, and honestly, all they really did is helmets and some of those helmet attachments. And I think that's made a huge impact so far. I'd like to see what else they could do with it. You know, I think, you know, they did armor coatings, right? So they did a lot of the armor coatings. They made cross core. You know, I know Void Ultra is as well. I'd like to see them kind of move on to like actual armor pieces, just like the helmets. I know it's like one thing at a time, but I hope that maybe they found a way to streamline the process. So Yeti put I think they're working on the shoulders now. Yeah, I think like shoulders would be a great opportunity. There's so many unique shoulders that we can really look at. And honestly, I'd love to see that cross core. I think there's a lot of really cool shoulders across the board. I know the Mark 7 has the Mark 5 shoulders, and then the also, what is it, the Mark 6? Not Mark 6. Yeah, no, Mark's whatever the Halo 4 and 5 shoulders are. I'm drawing a blank on the shoulders. Someone in the chat can correct me, but I can't even see my screen, really. I got my computer in front of me. I am not dual screeny right now. Anyways, you know, I think the season overall has been good. I think Extraction coming back from Halo 4 has been really cool. I always thought that was a really fun game mode. If I'm correct, Extraction came out. I don't know if that was at launch or not. The fact that you put... Yeah. The fact that you can put the Yoroi helmet on Mark 7 is amazing. I guess since I'm talking about CrossCore, we should look at it. But yeah, I think CrossCore has just been ridiculous. I think a lot of the things you can do with it, like I have Chiefs pretty much. I mean, look at my Spartan there. Like it just on the Rikasha or whatever the hell it's called. It looks incredible with his helmet. The Mark 7 looks good with a lot of helmets as well. I think I have the... Let's see. I got it right here. I think the flood armor is cool. So we got cross core. So now you can put all the helmets on whatever armor core you want across the board. And, certain attachments as well are pretty, you know, cross helmet now you could say. And then, like I said, some armor coating. So definitely a good start. Added a ton of value to a lot of players out there. And then obviously we got some new helmets like the EOD, the security helmet. There's just a lot to look at here and a lot to be desired. Yeah, the flood customization was out of nowhere. I love it. Yeah, Yeti, I couldn't agree more. I think the loading screen got leaked before the actual trailer, and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I was like, no way. And then they've kind of like canonized the armor too, if I'm correct, with like a Spartan squad getting infected. So I think that's pretty amazing too. I'm looking for my favorite Yoroi helmet. I just think across the board what they've done with the flood armor is great, and I think it's a good start to see like what they can do next. Like maybe they can do like Forerunner armor, like where it's very clearly Forerunner. I'd love to see them do something like that. Maybe even more flood armor. I know we have another flood armor set coming out. It's basically George. It's a flood George, I guess. There's never enough George. Why not get a flood version of him? But yeah, I think like the Mark 7 with the Yoroi is definitely the way to go. It looks so clean. But yeah, I think like, you know, the addition of the, you know, what they've done with the Battle Pass too. So we have the Reckoning Season 5 Battle Pass. And, you know, I think it being 50 tiers is great because they got rid of all the bullshit. So now they just have, when you look at a coding, there's a Infinity logo looking thing on it, and it basically is just all in one package now, just like it should have been at launch. So better late than never. I think it's amazing. Yeti says, yeah, in Waypoint they made a Spartan flood cannon. It's insane. I never would have pictured it. Yeah, dude, it's crazy to think about. But yeah, we have a new thing with season 5 called Operations. So all the events, so all the holiday events or any of our typical events will now be operations. There will be a event or operation battle pass you can get. If you purchase it, it comes with a premium item of some sorts. They haven't like said what it is exactly yet. And then you will be able to unlock everything whenever. So if you're busy, you're caught up with life, You can purchase the operation and you can go back and complete it just like any other battle pass we've seen before. So pretty remarkable, actually, that they've done that. I think that's a really smart move. There's a lot of people out there who just don't have time to, you know, complete everything, even though I think with like the way they've done challenges now, I mean, it's pretty damn easy. But I think the operations are going to be more than just the 10 tier. Maybe they'll be like 20 tier passes. So I think that's a really bold move. I think they're like one of the only games in the industry right now that's a live service actually doing that, allowing people to purchase a pass and then go back and complete it whenever they want at their own leisure. I think is genius. It's a huge step up. It's definitely a good way to like keep us, you know, entertained and definitely want people to come back. It keeps that retention rate, which I think is really genius. So really curious to see like what the operations look like, what the rewards look like, and the tiers themselves. I think it's a nice change, though. I think, you know, one of the things I do miss with the seasons is like the cutscenes, kind of like the story events. I'm really sad they kind of dropped the ball on that. You know, we had an infection, so we have Irritus, you know, taking over the Mirage Corps, Spartans underneath Livefire. I'm sorry. Yeah, Livefire. I almost said Livewire like the Mountain Dew. but yeah, Livefire. And I would have liked to see, you know, that a little fleshed out more. I know there's an unfinished cutscene you can watch that it just needs to be polished, like it's basically done. But I would have liked to see that kind of conclude. I think they were really onto something, to be honest. But Yeti puts, do you think they'll add campaign DLC with how they're dropping content now? I think it'd be a W. So as of right now, I don't think we would get anything campaign related for like a whole nother year. But I do think like campaign DLC is like a must. I think going to like a different part of the ring, you know, they could do a different biome. I think that would be genius. I mean, I would love, hey, what's up, Alex? Welcome to the live podcast recording. Yeah, I think that would be just the best move, to be honest, is to kind of still focus on Infinite. I don't think all is lost. You know, the player base jumped up 400% with the launch of Season 5. I think campaign DLC is a must. You know, obviously it's an expansion. I think a lot of people would be happy to pay for it. I mean, it's campaign. I think the cliffhanger, well, it's not really cliffhanger, I guess, but I think the ending of Halo Infinite definitely left a lot to be desired. But there's Blue Team. You know, we wonder where Red Team's at, the Spirit of Fire. You know, if you guys played Halo Wars 2 and the ending of all that, like the Spirit of Fire is, you know, back in the same timeline. So personally, as much as Master Chief is my favorite character of all time, I would love to see Red Team come back. I would love to see Jerome do his thing. Maybe he's the one that kills Atriox. I don't know. I think there's a lot there. We have Alpha 9. You know, I'd like to see Buck and what they're all up to. Again, I said Blue Team already. Yeah, so yeah, maybe it did leave a lot of cliffhangers. You know, I'm trying to think of the ending right now because you teleport. Oh no, that definitely is cliffhangers. What am I talking about? Because Atriox is still alive. He's somehow, you know, teleported through time. You're right. What am I talking about? but yeah, especially with how big the map was. Yeah, I think there's so much that you could still do with the existing map. And then again, you know, like a classic expansion, maybe if you've played Elder Scrolls or honestly any game with an expansion, even the Nintendo games like Pokemon, you know, you go to a new area from your old area. I would love to see him, you know, Chief, the Weapon, and the Pilot, maybe go to another island and just see like what's going on. There's definitely other parts of the Infinity all over, you know, Zeta Halo. So I would love campaign DLC. I mean, it honestly, like if they could just focus on like the performance of the multiplayer and then like they, you know, release the Firefight, King of the Hill, and maybe up the AI limit, you know, like RBS said, I would love to them like bunker down on campaign DLC. I want that so bad. I'm always going to be a Halo campaign guy first over multiplayer, even though that might sound crazy to people. the Halo lore and all the Halo campaigns are everything to me. I remember when Halo Wars came out, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, dude, holy shit. Like, I dreamed of like fighting like these giant wars with these characters and stuff and having like 20 warthogs storm a squad, and you get to do that. So I just think where we're at too in the Halo timeline, there's a book that just came out, I think it was Outcast or something like that, with the Arbiter. So like the Arbiter's back in play. I would love to see where it can all come together. God, I hate to say it because it just sounds cliche at this point, but an Avengers type group up for all these characters. After Firefight, there's only a few multiplayer modes that aren't in the game. Outcast was incredible. Yeah, so Outcast, I didn't finish reading it. I think I just read the prologue, to be completely honest. I did watch a video of, I think it was Hidden Xperia, right? Yeah, I know he kind of did like a whole overview of it, and it just sounded amazing. Yeah, I know that they were looking for a weapon to defeat the Guardians. I thought that was really cool. I know Spartan Vale's in it. But yeah, I would love to see what Halo can do. But you're right. You know, I'm thinking about it. The only game modes they don't have are Assault, Official Griffball, Official VIP, and maybe something else that I'm missing, like the official, like traditional game modes from Halo. But I know a lot of people had their own issues with like Halo Infinite's like campaign in terms of the story. I do think that, you know, the Spartans that died, and you hear it through the audio logs, like I think there's a lot there that could have been shown a little bit. I think my biggest issue with the whole thing is just the beginning. Excuse me, the prologue. I think the prologue with Atriox and stuff, I think we could have, you know, made that a little bit longer. Maybe like what led up to that just a little bit more, or maybe afterwards. Or maybe just show other, I don't know. It could have been longer with like other characters shown on different parts of the ship. Cause I realized the Spartan logs kind of go over what happens like mere moments before that cutscene. But I thought the open world idea for Halo Infinite was genius. I said genius three times now, four times. I thought the open world was great. I think it's something that a lot of people like myself have wanted, you know, I wanted it forever. But yeah, Yeti Puts, I agree. The prologue could have been longer and the connection to what happened with Halo 5. Yeah, I fucking hate Halo 5, but, you know, I agree. Like, the ending of Halo 5, Chief meets up with Arbiter and Halsey for what, the first time in God knows how long? Maybe Halsey was a little bit sooner. I couldn't remember. But yeah, I would have liked something there, because I read the book Shadows of Reach, and I thought that was amazing. And I thought that was like a good book leading up to Halo Infinite. So I would have liked to see essentially like 5 Shadows of Reach and then the prologue to Halo Infinite. So I think that they could have definitely done something there with that. But as you know, as we've seen with the last 2 years, well, the last, I guess, decade now at this point, because Halo 4 came out in 2012, 343 has just been all over the place. There's some things they get right, but they never get everything right. That's like, I think, like the biggest takeaway from the 343 experience is, because I thought Halo 4's campaign was great. I actually really, really enjoyed it. But I thought the Call of Duty multiplayer at launch was just god awful. Obviously, they fixed it later on. They got rid of the drops, the ordnance drops. They got rid of that, and it felt a lot more like a traditional Halo. And then Halo 5, they nailed the multiplayer. I thought the multiplayer and like the gameplay itself was like incredible, but I thought the campaign was like despicable. So, you know, it is what it is. And then with Halo Infinite, they finally do the campaign pretty good. Easily, it's really up there as one of my favorites. And then the multiplayer was good, but it was just like extremely bare bones.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
So I would say Halo Infinite still, you know, at the launch 2 years ago was still better than collectively what they launched with like Halo 4 launch and then Halo 5. So, you know, to each their own. But yeah, I think back to Halo Infinite, you know, I think Season 5 is definitely worth your time. If you haven't checked it out, please check it out. I think across the board with the new content, the new armors, weapon skins, cross-core, you know, rewards for hero rank. If you get there, it's 93,000 kills. So have fun with that. I think it's amazing. Think Halo's in a really good place, but is it back? Can't really say that yet. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But we do have also some Halo throwback stuff coming, which I'm really excited about. So we have the Mark V Armor Core, the Combat Evolved Armor Core. I'm sorry, Armor Kit is coming out, I think November 5th or 7th it was. And then November 14th is a Halo 3 throwback playlist. It's nothing but the 4v4 Halo maps. So we got High Ground, Guardian, Blackout, a custom map that it was like as if it came from Foundry, which is good. And then Isolation is another one, which was the Flood map, which I really like. So I'm curious to see how they bring that back. And then also to make it feel like 2007 all over again, we have the Cherry Citrus Mountain Dew Game Fuel coming back, and that comes out November 2nd. You should start seeing it in your grocery stores. I plan on posting about it when I get it because I love that flavor back in the day. I still have, I don't know where it's at, but I still have an aluminum bottle that has Master Chief on it from, I think it was from, it was from the gas stations. I remember I got it at AM PM. Yet he says it's my childhood all over again, bro. It really is, man. I was a freshman in high school when I'm so excited. What's up? I'm so glad you're here, Sin. It's great. Almost said your actual name. But yeah, it's childhood all over again. It's 2007, freshman year of high school. Everyone knew me too, from middle school to the launch of Halo 3. I straight up wore a Finish the Fight Halo 3 jacket that a lot of people pretty much knew me as the Halo guy back in the day. Hey, what's up, Master Yoda? Everything's going good. Just recording a live podcast talking about, you know, Halo Infinite Season 5. Yo, what up, Chaos? How you doing, man? Thank you for being here. Just chatting up about some Halo Infinite Season 5. Doing just a live podcast, just testing the waters, see how people like it. As you know, I do the It Just Works podcast. I do Nintendo, Pokemon. You know, I talk about life, mental health. So today is Halo Infinite. Good, just sleepy still. Yeah, I believe it, man. It looked like you were feeling it, my friend. And then getting ready for work. Nice, man. I hope it's a good day at work. Appreciate you being here for now. Means a lot. But yeah, so Halo's got a lot of stuff to look forward to, man. If you guys are looking for the Halo 3 experience, I mean, it's pretty much coming back in the best form possible. Because in my opinion, Halo Infinite is basically Halo 3 times 2. just with adding the mobility and the new equipment. I think it's what Halo 3 really could have been if they wanted to, you know, modernize it essentially with current game standards. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it, right? Halo Infinite Season 5 talked about what I think they need to work on, what we got coming next. Getting to hero rank is going to be tough, but I think we could do it. Going to just keep grinding out that big team battle and Husky raids. We'll get there eventually. Yeah, anyone else in the chat want to add something for Halo before I wrap this up, do the podcast, and then kind of take a break for a bit and then come back and start streaming? Oh, what do you think we'll see in Season 6? Yeah, it is such a grind, Yeti. I know there is a like robot Spartan core kind of teased where it's like the Spartan literally just looks like a robot. I personally don't really hope we get that. Maybe like a Mark III armor core would be cool, because then that'd be like Red Team, you know, Jerome, Douglas, Alice, those Spartans from Halo Wars. If we got their armor sets, I'd probably cry. I'd love to see something like that. Maybe more focus on more tactical gear, maybe more ODST like. I think we have enough of like the fantasy stuff right now that we can probably bring it more back to like the Halo lore and canonized armors. I'd like to see any more helmets that we don't have yet. Long level, thank you for following. I appreciate it. God, I wish. I know. Yeah, I think the Mark III core would be the biggest thing for Season 6. I think the other thing from Season 6 that we could probably get, maybe like Assault, maybe do like a Warzone type playlist. I think Warzone can come back now. I think that game mode can come back. I would like to see that. You know what? Let's just talk about Warzone. Let's bring that back. Let's do so originally Warzone was 12v12, just like our big team battle. But I think maybe we can do Warzone coming back with like maybe like 16 or maybe 20-on-20 and like full scale battles, like bigger maps than we've ever seen. Maybe make the Pelican flyable. I don't know if you guys saw from leaks, but the Falcon, it was in the game files and it does look a little different. So I think the Falcon might come back as a vehicle. I think doing that would be huge, bringing the Falcon back. So yeah, Master Yoda, I think I'd do Season 6 with the Warzone making its return with AI better than ever. Flyable Falcons, or I'm sorry, just bring back the Falcon. Maybe flyable Pelicans. More quality of life stuff, more cross core. I think that's very doable. Yeti, I played a custom that had 12 Spartans against AI and it was amazing. Felt like Halo 5 Warzone. Nice. Yeah, there's some of these customs that I've played that felt like really, really good. You know, it felt like natural. It felt like a real experience. Yeah, I would like to see maybe official firefight come out as well, Master Yoda. I don't know about you guys, but as much as I love like the customs and stuff, they're just not like concrete. They're not performing perfectly yet. So I think continuing to release game modes and stuff on an official level and then allow us, the community, to modify it the way we want would be pretty huge. The custom browser is peak right now. I think so. I mean, you could check it out, and there's definitely something to check out. So now we got Raid Storm. I don't even know what this is. When you find a secret, miss this. Yeah, I don't know what this is. But you got the Lone Wolf attrition. So now you got people fighting. Yeah, hey, you know, fun little story time for you guys, if you don't mind. But I'm having an issue with cross-core codings. What about you? I will check right now. Thank you for joining the live. I live in Southern California, and working through GameStop, I signed up through Microsoft Expert Zone to just because I wanted to work for Microsoft really bad. And I used to be able to go to like a E3 after show. Brush Fire on Mark 7 just not showing up. I used to go to like an E3 after show. I mean, it's basically the E3 experience, but just thank you for the like, Sally. I used to go to the after show basically, And they had like this whole little like event that you got to play Warzone in. So I got to play Warzone before the game even came out. And man, I remember playing that. And I was like, dude, this is it. Like, this is the greatest thing they've done. I still kind of dislike the art style for Brushfire. Is that a legendary coding or is that an epic coding? Yeah, I think Warzone was amazing when it came out. The problem was, and I'm guilty of it because I spent so much money. I can't even say it because I want to laugh about it so bad. Battle Pass unlocked season 5. Oh my gosh, I just drew a blank. Oh, it was super pay to win though, guys. It was super, super pay to win. Yeah, I don't see it. It looks like it. Oh, well, we'll see. Yeah, it was super pay to win. I had the what was it? The Phaeton, the Promethean air vehicle, the Phaeton. I remember some Warzone games. I got like 60 or 70 kills because I was just spawn killing people. And then they released the Halo 2 BR. So once you got to rec level 4, you were able to just start off with that, which I thought was so cool. I do like all the weapons they brought back. I like the weapon variants too. I think a lot of the ones we get in Halo, you know, Halo Infinite's campaign are cool. But I think Halo 5 had some incredible ones, like the Blood of Suban, the carbine that had the needles, the shot out needles. That was so cool. I don't see it, Rubar. Am I tripping out? That's interesting. I wonder what this coding looks like on something else now. Yeah. So yeah, I think Warzone. Master Yoda, if you're still here, I think I bet it's on your Mark V. I think that would be my answer for you. Season 6, I think we just bring back Warzone because a lot of people want a Battle Royale still for Halo Infinite. And I think that's great, but I'd rather them just like make sure everything that we have now works and functions the best. And then we move on to something else. My game just freeze? Oh. Oh, my game froze. I'm like, I'm not even doing anything. That's weird. Did I miss it? Brushfire. It looks like it's alphabetical. And then it kind of isn't. It's in rare. Got it. There it is. Yeah. So, that's Halo Infinite. That's where we're at. That's what we got. This Brushfire skin is kind of cool. Not on the Flood Core, but... So that wasn't, he said Mark 7. It's strange. It's listed as a multi-core coding, but won't show up on other cores. Oh, interesting. Wait, yeah. I don't see Brushfire anywhere. Let's try this one before we kind of give up. It's kind of weird. It's probably just bugged out. Did you see it? Oh, wait, there it is. Yeah, I'll say Brushfire. I know I've seen that one on here. There we go. We got it right there. I wonder what this is. Well, I know it's a problem other people are having. My fucking ass off. I know. I know, right? It's always good to know that you're not like alone in what you think. I agree. Let me see if it's on. So we check those two. Let me see. Glad it's a problem. That's funny. Does anyone else have anything they want to bring up before I kind of end the podcast? There's Brushfire right here as well. So Mark 5 and Mark 7 don't have it. Is that what it is? Yeah. I remember when there was a Horde style mode in Halo 5, very similar to Gears of War Horde mode. Was that like a custom mode? Because then we had Warzone Firefight and I played it because I love Firefight, but I hated that mode, to be honest. Okay, so it looks like it's not here on the... this game has gotten so much better this season. I'd love campaign DLC, obviously. Yeah, you know, like, this is why I might start doing live podcasts, because Zeta Halo is so lore-rich. Yeah, I mean, it has the Flood on it. You know, they're in those capsules, whatever you want to call them. You know what? I'm just a giant Flood guy. I love the Flood so much. I think... you know, I think the Flood are just such a terrifying enemy. Their backstory, what they can do, the damage they can deal to the universe. I think like just having something like that that's such a threat, and then also the Banished, or you know, back then it was the Covenant. I think is amazing. Do you think the Endless and the Flood is the same thing? I think so. I really do, Yeti. I think that there's just going to be a connection there. Maybe the Endless is the like a more sentient being, like they can actually talk, or like they're even more powerful than the Gravemind, I guess. I would like to see what they do with that. Because I know that a lot of people talk about the precursors and then Mendicant Bias and all that, and that's where you kind of... Well, no, they are precursors, sorry. I'm pretty sure they are precursors. Yeah, that's like part of the Halo lore I'm still kind of dodgy on. But yeah, I think it'd be insane if like there was like a leader of the Flood, not the Gravemind, but even something more powerful that brought the Flood back. And then you find out that, yeah, right? Isn't there a technicality there? Thank you, Rubar. I appreciate that. Appreciate the fact checking there. So we got Brushfire here as well. And then, yeah, so I think, that's what I'm saying. Halo lore for this game is it really is. It really is. There's a lot of small stuff that they did. That's why I think like when there's Brushfire right here too, and it looks really clean. That's why when I think people are like, oh, you know, I didn't think the campaign was good, but honestly, like the campaign's great. There's a lot of little details. There's a lot of little secrets, a lot of things to really enjoy, I think. I'm pretty sure I've seen Brushfire on here. I do love that this just makes it all black. It looks so good. I like this armor set. Fuck the haters. Especially if the Flood come back too. Oh man, the details in the open world are insane. They are. They are. Dude, I'm right there with you, Rubar. I geek the fuck out. I think I'll have to look after this. I think my playtime is like 30 hours on just one single campaign save. So yeah, we got Brushfire on Hazmat. Mirage, Chimera, not Eagle, but it is on Yoroi. So Brushfire is missing on 3 armor cores, Rubar. So, but yeah, I think campaign DLC across the board too. You know what the thing is too, you know, thank you guys for being in the chat. I appreciate it. I think that's my thing too with like 343 and Microsoft and like Xbox is the people who are playing Halo Infinite are like the biggest Halo fans, like some of the biggest Halo fans in the world, if they haven't given up on the game. Why wouldn't you maybe focus on campaign DLC a little bit more? Everyone's going to buy it. No one would skip out on that. Like diehard Halo fans, are like, I had to get that shit. Yeah, they have the biggest gold mine, my friend. I mean, you can do an ODST 2, which I would love. ODST 1 is one of my favorite games of all time. Halo Wars 3. You can do a Flood survival horror game. And then the campaign DLC for Infinite. I hate seeing them put money into the wrong shit. Me too. I feel like Halo in terms of as a sci-fi franchise is kind of like Star Wars, where it's like the money's right there. Had an idea for an extraction style game. That'd be cool. Team of Insurrections versus one Spartan. That's kind of cool. I mean, that's what the Spartans were originally made for. So I kind of like that. That's pretty dope. yeah, we definitely have a gold mine with this franchise. No doubt. It's insane. Let's see, campaign. I'm kind of curious to see what my playtime is on my main campaign playthrough. I took my sweet time. I enjoyed the hell out of it so much. I think I almost wanted to cry at some parts just because of how beautiful the game was. This new loading screen's so sick. And then I don't know about you guys too, but I think like this is Chief's like best armor for sure. I think like Chief has never looked so good. This is like peak Chief. It took, in my opinion, everything of all the Chief's all of his armors and like put them into like one unique armor set, and like here we are. And I think they just did such an incredible job. I bought so much merchandise. I have like so many collectibles from this game. Almost all of them, to be exact. I didn't want to do that. So yeah, I have almost 34 hours on my very original playthrough, which sometimes I just kind of hop in and just, you know, fight some enemies. And then I have 4 hours on a different playthrough and or I'm sorry, 8 hours. So this is my Lasso playthrough, I think. Or just my in general playthrough. I don't know. But yeah, I think I might have deleted my Lasso playthrough now that I think about it. Which would suck, I guess. I mean, it doesn't matter. Because I know this one's like 100%. But yeah, just a great campaign. Let's walk around in it. Fuck it. Why not? Let's see what happens. So yeah, I think, I know like with Halo Infinite Season 5 coming out, we had again 400% more people playing than the last couple seasons. I think in total, Halo.API got, I think like 100,000 people or something like that. And, you know, that may not seem like a lot, but for those who don't remember, Halo 4 in the multiplayer base was basically dead after launch. And then Halo Reach only maintained about that same number, you know, about a year after launch. So, again, with numbers being in mind, that's pretty good. I guess the argument you can make is that those games weren't on PC back in the day, whereas this one is. So still, I think to that respect, Halo is back in some fashion, but you know, to each their own. Anyways, probably gonna wrap this up. I got a lot of stuff I gotta do around the house before I start going hopping back on and streaming Big Team Battle. I just want to thank all of you guys so much for jumping in on this live. I thought this was amazing. If this is something that you might want to do again and you guys hop in on the conversation, which you're more than welcome to, please let me know. Other than that, I hope you all have a good day. Stay tuned to the TikTok. If you're not doing anything today, jump in my live stream. If you want to play Big Team Battle with me, you're more than welcome to. My stick drift, that's funny. You're more than welcome to join. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching and listening to the podcast. And y'all have a good day. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.